Good evening and welcome to evening prayer or compline from the vicarage. My apologies for those who were expecting evening prayer to be put on the website yesterday evening as usual. Thursday is the usual time. However, we had problems uploading evening prayer last night. It might have helped if I'd actually pressed the record button. I have to say, in 3 months, that's the first time I have failed to do that. If you're coming to this service for the first time, the order of service for compline can be found on the website. But if you don't have an order of service, please don't worry. As I say every Thursday, just sit back and listen to the words. This evening, our psalm is 35, and it's quite a long psalm this evening. So you might be pleased to know that I will omit the Old Testament reading of Job, which is Job chapter 17, verse 3, until the end of the chapter. I will omit that in order that we can get our Romans reading in this evening. And I also found a lovely poem from Kate McCagger. I'm sure that she won't mind me putting it on the airways, and I think I will share that with you instead of Job. So we now take a few moments and prepare ourselves for this night prayer, and as we do take this time to reflect on this day, we just give thanks to God for the so many blessings that he has bestowed on us today. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And if you have an order of service, we say together, Most merciful God, we confess to you before the whole company of heaven and one another that we have sinned in thought, word and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. And we say together, before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep. From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know. O Father, that we ask be done, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, and Holy Spirit, by whose breath our souls are raised to life from death. Amen. And the Psalm 35, beginning with the refrain. Give me justice, O Lord my God, according to your righteousness. Contend, O Lord, with those that contend with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Take up shield and buckler and rise up to help me. Draw the spear and bar the way against those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those who seek after my life be shamed and disgraced. Let those who plot my ruin fall back and be put to confusion. Let them be as chaff before the wind, with angel of the Lord thrusting down them. Let their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. For they have secretly spread a net for me without cause. Without any cause they have dug a pit for my soul. Let ruin come upon them unawares. Let them be caught in the net they laid. Let them fall into their destruction. Then will my soul be joyful in the Lord and glory in his salvation. My very bones will say, Lord, who is like you? You deliver the poor from those that are too strong for them, the poor and the needy from those who would despoil them. False witnesses rose up against me. They charged me with things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good, to the desolation of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. When my prayer returned empty to my bosom, it was though I grieved for friend or brother. I behaved as one who mourns for his mother, bowed down and brought very low. But when I stumbled, they gathered in delight, they gathered together against me, as if they were strangers I did not know. They tore at me without ceasing. When I fell, they mocked me, they gnashed at me with their teeth. O Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue my soul from their ravages, and my poor life from the young lions. I will give you thanks in the great congregation. I will praise you in the mighty throng. Do not let my treacherous foes rejoice over me, all those who hate me without a cause. Mock me with their glances, for they do not speak of peace, but invent deceitful schemes against those that are quiet in the land. They open wide their mouths and derided me, saying, "We have seen it with our own eyes." This you have seen, O Lord, do not keep silent. Go not far from me, O Lord. Awake, arise to my cause, to my defence, my God and my Lord. Give me justice, O Lord my God, according to your righteousness. Let them not triumph over me. Let them not say to themselves, "Oh, heart's desire." Let them not say, "We have swallowed him up." Let all who rejoice at my trouble to be put to shame and confusion. Let those who boast against me be clothed with shame and dishonour. Let those who favour my cause rejoice and be glad. Let them say always, "Great is the Lord who delights in his servant's well-being." So shall my tongue be talking of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. Give me justice, O Lord my God, according to your righteousness. Free us, righteous God, from all oppression, and bring justice to the nations, that all the world may know you as King of kings and Lord of lords, now and for ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. So a poem instead of the Old Testament reading. Wisdom is calling us to cancel debt, to risk in faith, to give unconditional love. Wisdom whispers in the rubbish dumps of South America, in the arid wastes of suburban jungles, in the brothels and the desolate home. Wisdom whispers words of comfort, words of hope, to the evicted and the lonely. Wisdom reminds us that in a vast universe, God became matter, that we could be made whole. God became one of us in Jesus, who was hungry and homeless, afraid and betrayed. He teaches us that when we help those who are without to find food and shelter, we welcome him. Spirit of wisdom, breath of God, awaken in us understanding and forgiveness, insight and commitment, as we try to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. So the New Testament reading is taken from Romans 8, chapter 8, beginning at verse 18. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it in hope. That the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay, and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labour pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for the adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with a sigh too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good, for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose, for those for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed in the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We're now at the top of page 5. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. For you have redeemed me, Lord God of truth, I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. And the Gospel Canticle. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep may rest in peace. Now, Lord, let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be for ever. Amen. So now let us pray. We pray that this evening may be holy, good and peaceful, that your holy angels may lead us in the paths of peace and goodwill, that we may be pardoned and forgiven for our sins and offences, that there may be peace in your church and for the whole world, that we may be bound together by your Holy Spirit in communion with all the saints, and trusting one another and all our life to Christ. So let us commend ourselves and for all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. And now we're going to have a time of silent prayer. And as we pray this evening in the silence of our hearts, we pray for this world, for those areas where there is conflict and suffering. Remember Syria, Ethiopia. For our brothers and sisters in South Sudan, we pray for the people of Yemen. We continue to pray for those who are suffering from COVID-19, the people of China in particular, where they have seen a new wave of this dreadful virus. We pray for our key workers and for our schools in particular at this time. For the head teachers at De Weston and Pimpern Primary, Fiona and Nicola, and for all teachers at this time. And we pray for those who are in need in our own community. We pray for Yvonne and Ian, for Jill, Robin and Josie, for Catherine. And we pray for those who have died and their families, remembering particularly Dick Spate, a loved member of the Stour Payne community. We do pray for Tom and Becky. O thou in whom all things live, who commanded us to seek thee, and art ever ready to be found, to know thee is life, to serve thee is freedom, to praise thee is our soul's delight. We bless thee and adore thee, we worship thee and magnify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Visit this place, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of the enemy. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In peace we will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make us dwell in safety. Abide with us, Lord Jesus, for the night is at hand and the day is now past. As the night watch looks for the morning, so do we look for you, O Christ. So may the Lord bless us and watch over us, and the Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord look kindly on us and give us his peace. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all from this day forward. Amen.